As more North Carolinians are becoming eligible for vaccination, actually getting a vaccine appointment has become trickier. This has added uncertainty to an already uneven rollout. Local health officials have heard these frustrations and advise patience. Carla Turner is the Public Health Assistant Director for New Hanover County. She says it's still difficult to predict when vaccine shipments will arrive each week.
We continue to improve the process each day, so I feel like we're getting a little more of a routine in place. But again, we can only do what we can do based on what they're going to send us, and we get very little notice before it shows up at our front door.
And she says she understands the frustration with how long it takes to get an appointment and how quickly they fill up. And for those who have had an appointment, she says she knows that they've had to wait in line to receive it. While Turner says there hasn't been a lack of arms to stick, she's aware of vaccine hesitancy in the community. But she says that getting a vaccine is mainly about safeguarding the people you care about.
First of all, because I am a vaccinator and I need to protect myself so that I can continue to help vaccinate. Secondly, I'm a mother of three children, one of who has some significant special needs and is too young to get the vaccine, so I need to protect myself so that I can protect her. And thirdly, I have an 82-year-old father who he was able to get himself an appointment and get in to get his first dose, but I need to be able to protect him as well.
Health officials say that if 70 to 85% of Americans get the vaccine by the summer, we could reach a degree of normality by the fall. Ann Turner says even if you do receive the vaccine, you still need to keep your mask on and wait 6 feet apart. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.